Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
You see that 2 Samuel 7 is divided into 4 unequal parts. David talks with Nathan, verses 1 to 3. God talks with Nathan, verses 4 to 16. Nathan talks with David, verse 17, and David talks with God, verses 18 to 29. David's desire to, quote, build a house for God, verse 5, is dwarfed by this monumental revelation. Quote, the Lord tells you that he will make you a house, verse 11. It's good to notice no upset in either Nathan or David when corrected by God. This royal house will be established in Solomon's day, and God says, quote, I will be his father, and he shall be my son, verse 14. Though there will be moral failure in this line of kings, requiring severe chastening, quote, with the rod of men, verse 14, yet the Lord promises that he will persist until, quote, your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you, verse 16. From our vantage point in history, we know who the final glorious king will be in this line. See how this realigned David's thinking. He was the king, wasn't he? So why not build something? But now, no fewer than 10 times in verses 18 to 29, David speaks of himself as, quote, your servant. This beautiful response gathers around the following themes. Who am I? Verses 18 to 21. Who are you? Verse 22. Who are your people? Verses 23 to 25. Concluding with God's sure promise for continued blessing. Verses 26 to 29. Quote, who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that you have brought me this far? Verse 18. He doesn't directly answer the question, but the implication is obvious. He was not chosen for his greatness, but by God's grace. Quote, for your word's sake and according to your own heart, you have done all these great things. Therefore, you are great, O Lord God. Verses 21 and 22. Amen, David. When the Lord takes up people like us, it reveals his greatness and grace.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.